microphone is being sent into the Car Plus Strong prototype, so my voice sounds all weird, man. It's like weird. My voice is in a tube. Well, there's nothing we can do about that. I don't have a mixer, I don't have a fancy microphone, and I have to use my headphones out to drive the Car Plus Strong board. Yada yada yada, therefore, I sound funny. So please forgive me for sounding funny. And, by the way, I'm gonna slow down a bit and take it easy and not be such a extreme core dump of information to you on this show. The first Inventor's Invention show we did was very intense, full of lots of technical details and all sorts of extremely DIY, do-it-yourself electronic stuff. And we're going to have plenty of that. This is a technical show. It's purposely technical. It's made that way on purpose. However, we're going to slow the pace up and lighten up a little bit. So, cool on that, man. Shanester in the chat room says, is this Darth Les? Yes, come to the dark side, Shane. No more space music for you. You have to do reggae. It's reggae time for Shane. Nothing wrong with reggae, my friends. Love my reggae. I got No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. And I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. Okay, we're not here to talk about reggae. We're here to talk about inventions, Lester. Talk about inventions. Well, oh, Shane has been in the dark side for some time, he says. Oh, he's telling me, not me telling him. what you're listening to is the Car Plus Strong prototype that I talked to you about last week, but it has a new feature. Let me adjust it so. Let's try this. Can you hear me more clearly now? I hope so. Well, anyway, its new feature is that the board now interfaces to Chuck running on a computer. So we have computer control of the Car Plus Strong board. And if you listened last week, you know that the board was operated entirely using a single clock oscillator as the input. So the board just went noticed in the background is a bit of a song. We have a song, and this song is created by a Boolean sequencer. And I'm going to talk to you about the Boolean sequencer in a little bit. So, that's kind of new. And if we get a little time at the end of the hour, well, actually, I don't really have the setup to share my little TIE fighter and speaker creation, my little E-Chuck Lunetta circuit board creation. So that will have to be for next week, because we're not set up to, well, actually, well, we sort of are. I don't know. Maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't. Let's change the song, because you've been listening to this song for quite some time. What I have here 6x6 array of buttons. And I'm clicking on these buttons to create a different song. And there we have it. Let's listen to this new song for a minute. It's only a 16-second song, so it repeats every 16 seconds, obviously. But I can change it. I can turn up the voltage-controlled frequency oscillator. Voltage-controlled oscillator. Maybe turn down the voltage-controlled filter. And play with the gain a little bit. Mate Electrifier has just entered the chat room. Hello, Mate. So we have a different song going on. And every time I change the Boolean sequencer logic matrix, it creates a new song. So, for example, let me clear it out. This 6x6 array clear instruments. Okay. I cleared it out and I slowed it down. What you're listening to now is one. One beat being struck every clock. That's all it does. The logic matrix has one of the terms with the lowest order bit set to one. And that makes the simplest of all possible songs, which is just a note repeated. Now, what I can do is click on a few more buttons in the logic matrix. There, I've clicked on 6 buttons. We're listening to is a Boolean sequencer coded in software that is driving a hardware prototype CarPlusStrong module that then gets broadcast over the internet to reach your ears. And what I've been doing is playing around with the logic matrix. This one has a 6x6 logic matrix. And when I click on some of the buttons, like I'm going to do now, the song changes. There. I've clicked on a few of the buttons. Let's listen to what this song sounds like. Slow timing. Let me crank it up to 4 beats per second. There we go. turn into a percussion sound. Turn up the speed, the tempo a little bit. Change the logic matrix. Then we have a little percussive song. Okay, in addition to the logic matrix, which determines what the song will be, I have some controls of the pulse signal that is applied to the Car Plus Strong string and stem input. There's a stem input. And I have a pulse. And I have some noise. A triangle wave. And a sine wave that I can superimpose on top of the pulse. There is also a frequency setting. Set for a low frequency, so let me go back down to a bass guitar. Volume. song.
Pace a little bit.
think I'll change the logic matrix again. Why not? Thank you. board. The Boolean sequencer board is a companion board to the Karplus strong board. And they work together. You can make a sandwich of them using standoffs to hold them apart and hold them together. Hold them apart and hold them together. Sort of, if you know what I mean by a standoff, it's just a little metal shaft that has screw ends and you can hold circuit boards together, yet space them apart using it. That's the idea. And this can go into an enclosure. Thank you. explosion. Can you hear me? I've got a few instruments. Let me add some drums. Thank you. would like to hear a little bit about the history of the Far Plus Strong Lord. Well, to start with, Car Plus and Strong, two guys, researchers, created their algorithm in 1983. They published it. It was published in 1983. And this algorithm, I only recently found out about it. Thank you. turn the loop gain way down to get a percussive song sound. Everybody, 1 minute left of the show. Up next is State Machine, Bill Manganiello with the soldering musician, and we will be soldering while listening to some righteous jams, some serious jams, not this experimental stuff that I'm playing, but some really good music. So get ready for that.